你是我们的意象。
The love of our heart is our vision.
唯有主是我们的一切，其他都是虚幻。
And the Lord has become all to us, and all else is in vain.
当我们的主向我们显现，向我们说话。
And when Jesus reveals himself to us and speaks to us,
他读我们的心来归给他
and our hearts are captured for him.
他成为我们的意象
and he becomes the vision of our hearts.
我们一同来读箴言第二十九章第十八节
Now let's turn to Proverbs 29:18.
箴言二十九章十八节，请我们一起来读
Proverbs 29:18 together.
没有意象，民就放肆；没有意象，民就放肆。
Without the visions, the people are scattered.
或者可以翻作没有意象，民就灭亡。
Or we can translate it as without the visions, the people will perish.
神让我们有能力，我们可以看见。
And the Lord has given us strength that we may see.
给我们信心，叫我们能够相信。
And He has granted us faith that we may believe.
当主向我们显现，叫我们能够看见的时候，他叫我们认识到唯有他的自己能够满足我们的心。
And when the Lord reveals to us, and He makes us understand that only He alone can satisfy us.
这个意象在我们一生的路上要能够抓住我们。
And this vision wants to lay hold of all the days of our lives.
改变我们的一生。
To transform our lives.
影响我们一生的道路。
And to influence the ways we walk on.
在大概三百多年以前
And about 300 years ago,
有一些拓荒的移民他们越过了大西洋来到美国的东岸
And some pioneers, they migrated through Atlantic and coming to the United States west side
过了一年
east side
过了一年他们建立了一个城市
And after 1 year, they built a city
过了一年他们成立了市政府
And then they established a city hall.
那第三年，那个市长盖了一条公路，离开这个城市，往荒凉的地方去，大概有五英里之远。
And sometimes later, the mayor had built a road, and that would take us away from the city for about 5 kilometers.
第四年，这些百姓起来把这个市长罢免了。
And then the fourth year, the citizen rose up to throw away the mayor.
说他做了一件事情，他们没有办法接受。为什么开一条路到没有人去的地方呢？
And then they blame him that he had this way open to nowhere.
这个市长他看见这条路其实要一直从东岸要开到西岸的。
But the mayor actually had a vision that he wants to start a way that will lead from the east all the way to the west.
没有看见的人开了五英里，他们就觉得这是不可以接受的。
And without visions, those people who travel for 5 kilometers and understand it goes to nowhere, and then they could not accept it.
意象影响我们的一生。
And so we know the vision shall affect all the days of our lives.
最近我们读到《使徒行传》的第九章和第十章。
And recently we are upon the book of Acts chapter 9 and 10.
我们看见主怎么样来向保罗、向彼得来显现。
And we see how the Lord Jesus revealed himself to Paul and Peter.
有一个意象抓住他们。
And we know that these apostles were laid hold by the visions of the Lord.
让他们一生在那里奔跑，在那里侍奉。
And then they would march on this way and serve the Lord.
叫保罗到最后，他说：“亚基帕王啊，我固执没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
So at the end, Paul could say to Agrippa, the king, and say that I have not that rebelled against the heavenly vision.
在使徒行传第九章，我们读到保罗他原本是为着律法大发热心的。
And we see from the book of Acts how Saul originally was zealous about the law.
他去那些逼迫走主耶稣基督道路这些神的儿女。
And he persecuted the way of the people of the Lord.
他求文书给大马色的各会堂，他带着这些他要捉拿这些信奉这道的人。
And he asked for letters from him to the synagogues at the, so that he could find anyone belonging to the way to persecute them.
无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And then he locked up a lot of men and women and brought them to Jerusalem.
保罗他以为他是在侍奉神。
And at the time, Saul thought he was serving the Lord.
他是加玛列的门下，他是法律赛人中的法律赛人。
And he studied under Gamaliel, and he was the Pharisee of Pharisees.
我们一起来读一下第九章第三节到第五节。
Let's read Acts 9 verses 3 to 5.
扫罗行路将到大马顿，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就伏倒在地，听见有声音对他说。
And heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting.
熟悉扫罗在往大马色的路上。
And most of us are familiar with this passage.
他在这条路上，他预备他所做的是要捉拿信奉这道的人。
When he was on the way to Damascus, he wanted to arrest those people of the way.
我们的主向他显现。
But then our Lord revealed himself to him.
大光照在他的身上。
And a great light shone upon Saul.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And a voice said that, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗在那里说，主啊，你是谁？
And Saul replied, Who art thou, Lord?
在这样的一个荣耀的光中，他认识这位向他显现的是主。
And in such glorious light, Saul come to know that this glorious Lord, this one is the Lord.
从来没有逼迫过主他自己，他不过是逼迫信奉这道的人。
But he thought he never persecuted the Lord, and he only persecuted those who belonged to the way.
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
And so Saul asked, Who art thou, Lord?
主告他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord said to him, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
那天有一个很大的事情在保罗身上发生。
And on that day, a great event happened to Saul.
荣耀的主向他显现。
For the glorious Lord has revealed himself to Saul.
他里面有一个开启，有一个看见。
And he come to understand and he saw this.
看见这位元首。
That he had seen the head,
也看见基督的身体,
and he had also seen the body of Christ.
他逼迫肢体中最小的一个, 他就是逼迫了主。
That while he persecuted the little ones of this body, he was actually persecuting the head of this body.
我们看见在后面保罗一路上，当他受审判一次、两次、三次。他讲到大马色的路上，他所遇见的这位荣耀主。
So later on, we see Saul repeated this vision one time, two times, three times later on.
他为着主来做见证。
And he wanted to testify for Jesus.
哦，那天保罗他外面的眼睛瞎了。
And immediately afterwards, Saul's eyes were blinded.
但他里面的眼睛开启了。
But then his inner eyes were opened.
他有一个看见。
And he could see.
我们的主借着一个小的弟兄叫做亚拿尼亚。
That through this little brother named by the name of Ananias.
亚拿尼亚来为着保罗按手为他祷告。
And Ananias was sent to him to lay hands and pray for him.
那天保罗眼睛打开。
And so Paul's eyes were opened.
从大马色的路上是这么大的荣耀，这么大的光照在他的身上。
And after seeing the great light on the way to Damascus,
那天他眼睛开的时候
，So when he opened the eyes by Ananias,
不过就是一个小的弟兄，这么真实的就站在他的面前。
All he could see was a brother who were not known otherwise standing before him.
那个元首的丰富。
As if all the abundance of the head.
今天好像借着一个小弟兄来这里做一个代表。
And was represented to him by a brother named Ananias.
我们的主让保罗实在是有一个看见。
And our Lord enabled Saul to see.
在他的里面，这个异象一生抓住他。
And so that from that on, he was laid hold of by this vision.
一次一次他做见证，他讲到大马色的路上所发生的事情。
So repeatedly, he gave the testimonies of what happened on this way to Damascus.
到底保罗所看见的异象是什么样的一个异象？
So what exactly was the vision of Paul?
当我们读到他所写的书信，
And when we read the epistles of Paul,
我们来认识一下到底保罗看见是什么样的异象？
Then we may figure out what is exactly the visions of Paul.
我们一起来读一下哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
Now let's turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
格罗西书一章十八节。
Colossians 1:18。
他也是教会全体之首。
He is also the head of the body.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，是他可以在凡事上居首位。
So come to first place in everything.
保罗借着两卷书讲到最高的启示。
And through these two books, Ephesians and Colossians, the Lord has given him the highest vision.
哥罗西书特别讲到基督是教会的元首。
And the book of Colossians speak of Christ as the head of the body, the church.
以弗所书特别讲到教会是基督的身体。
And Ephesians speak of Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
今天我们的主他是在一切之上。
And today our Lord is above all.
当我们看见主的时候，我们才能够说唯有他是一切，其他都是虚幻。
And when we really see Jesus, then we know that he is all and all else is in vain.
我们能够唱说，哦，在荣耀里的基督，他将我们的心全照亮。
And there's a hymn and saying that we after we see the Christ in glory, and then our whole hearts are being illuminated.
那首诗歌讲到说，我们看见了基督的容面。
And that hymn tells us that we have seen the glorious face of Jesus.
别事请勿向我提。
And then you don't, please don't bother me for anything else.
今天那也没有什么能够与我们的主来相比拟。
And because the person who saw the vision would find nothing else that can be satisfying.
因为主在我们的里面，他成了我们的一切。
And Jesus become his all in his heart.
今天在世界上，我们有好多事情可能会霸占我们的心。
And perhaps there are many things that can creep in and occupy our hearts today.
可能有好多的事情，我们觉得说可以放在更重要的地位上。
And perhaps many times we consider other things are more important.
今天除非主向我们显现。
Unless the Lord's vision is given to us.
只有无价至宝的一线，叫我们能够脱下属地的吸引。
Until this priceless treasure reveals itself to us, then we cannot be shed of this bondage.
是的，在世上，我们遇见各样的事情，我们有各样不同的责任。
And there are many things that we have to deal with and many responsibilities.
但是今天很多主给我们机会，看我们是不是愿意把它放在第一位。
But through this all, the Lord is testing us whether we would place him as the first above all.
有一次外面下雨，有些弟兄姊妹没有来，他们说啊，因为今天下大雨。
And one time the weather was bad and it was pouring outside, so many people did not show up in the meeting. They said it's a great rain.
有一天天气非常的好，很少看见那么漂亮的天气。
But the other day the weather turned so nice.
也有一些人没有来。
And then we still find that a lot of people miss church.
哇，他们说这天气太好了，我们要出去走走。
And they said the weather is so nice, we must go travel about.
我们可以用好多的事情，好像我们可以把主牺牲掉了。
And many things could come in between us and the Lord.
我的孩子他要打球，所以我就不能来了。
Oh, there's a game for my boy, so we cannot come to church today.
我们可以有各样的理由。
And there are many reasons and excuses.
但是只显出一件事情，我们有没有把主放在第一位
？But all this is revealed to us, is the Lord first in our hearts.
当我们里面看见，我们才真的说他是千万人中之第一人。
And only for those who have seen the vision can recognize Jesus as the first above all.
我们才能说唯有他是一切，其他的都是虚幻的。
And then we say he is the Lord of our hearts and not be all else to me.
我们先让他在我们的身上能够居首位。
And we desire to place Jesus as the number one in our hearts.
我们才能够再进一步来看见他在教会居首位。
And then we will see how he is actually the first one in his church.
他是教会全体之首。
And he is the head aboveevery member in the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主他已经从死里面复活了。
And our Jesus is risen from the dead.
啊，你胜过了仇敌一切的权势。
And he has overcome all the powers of the enemy.
神已经将他高举到至高之上。
And our God has lifted him above all.
他是主。
And he is the Lord.
今天他在我们身上是不是主？
And is Jesus the Lord on us?
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
And may He open our eyes.
当保罗遇见主的时候。
And when Paul met Jesus.
他里面眼睛开了。
And his inner eyes were open.
他第一句话就说主啊。
The first thing he recognized was that, oh Lord.
他认识到向他显现的这位他是主。
And he recognized that the one who revealed himself to him must be the Lord.
我们看见启示。我们看见这个意象讲到第一个他是这位荣耀的主
and the vision or the revelation speak of Jesus as the glorious Lord
我们渴慕我们能够与主相会我们渴慕主开我们的眼睛叫我们也能够看见
so we desire the same thing so that we may see him clearly as well
我们再来读以弗所书第一章第二十三节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23
请我们一起来读教会
是他的身体 is body, the fullness
是那充满万有者所充满的教会是他的身体
the church is his body,
是那充满万有者的丰满
the fullness of him who fills all.
今天在这边保罗他讲到一方面说基督是教会的元首
and on one hand Paul's vision saw that Christ is the head of the body.
第二方面讲到说教会是基督的身体。
And secondly, it speaks of the church as the body of Christ.
元首和身体是不能分开的。
And the head and the body cannot be separated.
保罗逼迫信奉这道的他就是在那里逼迫了主。
When Paul was persecuting those who belongs the way he was persecuting Jesus the head.
今天在身体中一个最小的肢体也是在身体上的一部分。
And today, even the smallest member of the body belongs to the head.
今天你拿一个针扎在你身上一个任何一个部位我们的身体都有反应。
And if you prick any part of your body with a needle, the whole body reacted.
所以我们看见保罗写到好多的书信他讲到基督他讲到教会
and so when Paul speaks of many ways about the head Christ and the church the body
保罗所遇见的这位基督不再是个人的基督
and the Christ that Paul met was no longer an individual person
是一个团体的基督
but a corporate Christ
是一个扩大的基督
was an enlarged Christ
他看见元首和身体
And so Paul saw the vision that he is the head and the body.
他看见这个新人。
And he saw this one new man.
啊，保罗的里面完全被这个意象所充满，所夺。
And so Paul's heart was captivated by this vision.
当我们读《使徒行传》。
So when we read the book of Acts.
我们看见他怎么样一次、两次、三次在外面旅行布道。
So we saw how Paul had taken on the missionary trips 1, 2, 3 times.
那我们看见最后他怎么样带着锁链他到罗马去。
And at the end, how he was with chains went to Rome.
他在那里仍然要为主耶稣基督来做见证。
And even at the end stage, he still wanted to testify for Jesus.
他经过了这么多的苦难。
And after much sufferings,
但是这个意象一直抓住他。
And the vision within him did not change.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲这个意象，不是一些很奇特的经历。
And today, when we speak of vision, we are not talking about a very strange experience.
今天主并不一定带我们再来经过一次大马色的路上，那个光怎么样照着我们。
And perhaps we are not to pay attention to how intense the light was on the way to Damascus.
当保罗遇见了主。
But the fact that Paul met Jesus,
他把神的话启示出来，写下来。
And then he received the revelation and he written out what happened
in the words.
And today the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
叫我们能够看见
and so that we may see
保罗所遇见的这位荣耀的主
the glorious Lord that Paul had met
今天就住在我们的里面
also dwells in us today.
最近还听到弟兄姊妹很多的见证有人他怎么样遇见了主他听见主向他说话
and recently we have some testimonies from some Christians and they told us how they met the Lord and the Lord spoke to them
有人他说不知道为什么那天在祷告的时候他一哭哭了两个小时里面那样的受感动
and one person witnessed that she did not know why but she cried for 2 hours without stopping because the Lord was so moving her.
今天圣灵仍在启示，今天圣灵仍然在工作。
And today the Holy Spirit still reveal and still doing His work.
保罗叫我们祷告，求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And Paul is admonishing us to pray and ask for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
That we may truly know Him.
求主开我们眼睛。
And may the Lord open our eyes.
叫我们看见这位荣耀的主。
That we can see also this glorious Lord.
我们也看见主的荣耀就是他的教会。
And that we can also see that the Lord's glory is His church as well.
曾经有一个地方在盖一个很大的教堂。
And there was a group of people building a big church in the place.
有人在那边看见他问这些工人，他问一个说：“你正在造什么？”
And a person who walked by and asked one of the construction workers, "What are you doing here?"
这个人说：“你没有看见吗？我正在砌这个地板。”
And the person said, "Don't you see? I am laying the floor tile."
他问另外一个说：“你们到底在造什么？”
And then he asked another worker, "What are you doing here?"
他说：“你没有看见吗？我正在筑这道墙。”
And then the guy said that, "Oh, I'm building up a wall."
他问了好多人，每一个人可能告诉他说：“我正在做这件事情。”
And many people, he asked many people, and many people reply, and each of them tell them what they would.He is doing.
到后来问到了有一个工人。
And at last he find this one worker and he asked.
他说你没有看见吗？我们在造一个大的教堂。
And this one replied that, we are building a great church.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们若是没有看见。
And today if we, without this vision.
也许我们看见我们手上的这个工作。
And perhaps if we only focus on the task at hand,
你看见这个，他看见那个。
Then everyone only pay attention to what he is doing.
哦，但是我们求主开我们的眼睛。
But we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让这个荣耀的意象充满在我们的里面，基督是一切又在一切之内。
That we may be filled with His glorious vision, that Christ is all and in all.
今天我们在教会的建造当中，我们知道说，只有基督才是一切。
And in the building of the church today, we must recognize that Christ is all.
我们看见了主，我们看见了教会的启示。
And if we have truly seen the Lord, then we see the revelation of His church.
这个意象怎么样一生抓住保罗？
And how this vision lay hold of Paul's life.
哦，今天我们读主的话，我们求圣灵来开启我们。
And today, likewise, when we read the words of God, then we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts. And so that the same vision can lay hold of us too.
我们下面再来看彼得在第十章里面，他也看见了异象。
And then we will look at how Peter saw another vision.
我们知道犹太人在他们的里面有一个非常强的一种优越感。
And we know that the Jewish people feel good about themselves.
他们觉得他们是神的选民。
Because they feel that they are the elect of God.
的确他们是一个非常特别的民族。
And truly, they are so special among all nations.
他们有神的租约，有神的律法。
And they have the covenants of the Lord and the law.
除了犹太人，其他的叫做外邦人。
And other than the Jews, everyone else on earth are called the Gentiles.
他们是和他们中间和这些外邦人是分开的。
And the Jews are separated from the Gentiles.
他们有他们自己的饮食习惯。
And they have their own drinking and eating habits.
他们也不愿意到外邦人之地去，也不愿意进外邦人的家里面。
And they normally would not like to have anything to do with the Gentiles.
那天神做一件很奇妙的事情。
But on that day, the Lord had done a great thing for Peter.
讲到说彼得他约在正午，他上房顶去祷告。
And chapter 10 tells us that about the ninth hour, Peter went up to the upper room to pray.
他在那一家人，他们正在预备晚饭。
And he was waiting for his dinner.
那保罗不是彼得魂游向外。
And then Peter was in a trance.
所以圣经讲他说天开了。
Then the Bible says the heaven opened.
他说有一个物降下，好像一块大布。
And the Bible says a vessel descended like a great cloth.
这边四个角系着，然后这样子坠下来，它里面有各样四足的活物，有各样的昆虫，有各样的飞鸟。
and with all kinds of unclean things that is dropping down in this cloth.
还有声音跟他说, 彼得, 你起来,
and then a voice tell him that go kill and eat.
我们知道犹太人,他们照着律法,
and we know that according to the law of the Jews, the food they eat and how they eat must be carefully followed.
在利未记,在圣经里面很清楚地告诉他们什么样的东西是叫做洁净的, 什么是不洁净的。
And in the Bible, many parts tell them that what are the clean things and what are the unclean things.
什么倒嚼的,这个分歧的,会跳的,有壳的,没壳的,各种各样的规定。
And there are many rules and regulations about what is kosher or not.
所以在这个布袋的里面,可能有各种各样的活物,昆虫,飞鸟。
So Peter saw all kinds of insects, the crawling creatures, and then the birds of the air dropping down.
但是主给他的话说,起来,宰了吃。
So he heard also the Lord's word, arise, kill, and eat.
我们一起来读一下十章十四节到第十七节。
Now let's read chapter 10, verses 14 through 17.
彼得却说,主啊,这是不可的,
but Peter said, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean. And again a voice came to him a second time, what God has planned, no longer considered unholy. And this happened three times, and immediately the object was taken up into the sky. Now while Peter was greatly perplexed in mind as to what the vision which has been seen might be, behold, the man who had been sent by Cornelius was asked directions for Simon's house appeared at the gate. And so Peter saw the vision and all kinds of four-footed creatures,
昆虫, 飞鸟,
insects, birds,
神说你要宰了吃,
and the Lord told him to kill and eat. And he did not understand why.
就在这个时候,
and right at that time, people from the Cornelius arrived at the door.
彼得他里面,
and so Peter's heart was open.
他认识到说, 原来这个部里面各样的这些走兽, 各样的昆虫飞鸟,
and now he knows what those unclean things represent.
神所洁净的,
and the Lord says what God has cleansed.
你不可当作俗物,
and you never can consider them unholy.
主在这里要把彼得里面一个根深蒂固的传统观念要把它整个打碎。
And then the Lord wants to uproot the stale traditional mind.
看见他到哥林流的家里去。
And so we saw that he followed them and went to Cornelius' house.
他向他们传讲福音。
And then he started preaching the gospel to them.
在彼得还在讲的时候,
and while he was preaching the gospel,
第44节说, 彼得还说这话的时候,
and verse 44 said, while Peter was speaking,
啊, 他正在那里传讲, 整人讲得正起劲的时候,
and while he was like with zeal speaking the words, giving the message,
有一篇信息啊, 讲到神打断人说话,
and there was a famous sermon talked about how the Lord interrupted a man's preaching.
他就讲到这一段, 这边讲说, 圣灵,
and then here the things happen is that the Holy Spirit descend and pour out upon the Gentiles.
所以那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，这些就是犹太人。
And so many people who accompanied Peter to go to Simon's house, to go to Cornelius' house,
见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
So even these Jews saw the gifts of the Holy Spirit have been poured out upon the Gentiles also, and they were all amazed.
原本犹太人可能觉得说，得着这样的恩赐，这样的一个祝福是他们的权利。
Originally, they used to think that only them could deserve such blessings.
主耶稣也是犹太人。
And even Jesus Christ is a Jew.
在他们这么强的观念的里面，忽然。 看见圣灵也降在外邦人的身上。
And even though they were stubborn about that thought, that now they're seeing this vision and their opinion is changed.
后来我们看见彼得怎么样在耶路撒冷，他也向这些使徒们、这些犹太的信徒们，向他们来做见证。
And then we also see later on how Peter gave the testimony to the brothers in Jerusalem.
告诉他们说, 是圣灵给他们, 神怎么样赐圣灵给这些外邦人, 正如给我们是一样的。
And witnessing to them that how the Lord had given them the Holy Spirit as He gave to us.
哦,当彼得看见这个异象,
So when Peter saw the vision,
他看见主在这里所做的事情,
and he saw how the Lord does His work,
他认识到神的心意,
and then he recognized the heart of God.
福音传给万人,
and the gospel was preached to all nations.
今天我们这些原本是外邦人,
and today even us who were originally considered as Gentiles,
原本是无份无关的,
and we had no part with God,
但是今天我们得着了恩典，得着了福音。
And today we receive grace and the gospel.
当彼得在写彼得前书的时候，
So in 1 Peter,
我们一起来看一下第二章第九节和第十节。
And chapter 2 verses 9 and 10,
彼得前书第二章第九节第十节。
1 Peter chapter 2 9 and 10,
我们一起来读一下。
Together,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类， 是有君尊的祭司， 是圣洁的国度， 是属神的子民， 要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗， 入奇妙光明者的美德。 你们从前算不得子民， 现在却做了神的子民， 从前未曾蒙连续， 现在却蒙了连续。 弟兄姊妹， 我们今天 得着一个何等大的恩典，我们能够在一个何等地位上来侍奉我们的神。
We thank for the Lord's grace that He enabled us to serve in such a position.
从前算不得子民，
and we used to be not a people.
现在却做了神的子民，
but now we are a chosen race.
从前未曾蒙连续， 我们现在却蒙了连续。
And we used to have not mercy, but now we received mercy.
过去只有犹太人说， 他们是被拣选的族类。
And only the Jews was able to say before that they were the chosen race.
今天我们能够讲我们是被拣选的族类。
But today we can even say that we are the chosen race.
我们是在基督里新造的族类。
And for we are the new creation in Christ.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
And then we become the royal priesthood.
从前只有这些属地的祭司， 好像他们能够来侍奉神。
And prior to this, only those who were born into the priesthood can serve.
今天我们每一个神的儿女， 我们都能够来侍奉神。
But today, every child of God can serve the Lord as a priest.
我们能够来到神的面前， 站立在他面前。
And we can stand before the living God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise Him.
他这边告诉我们， 是圣洁的国度， 是属神的子民。
And here we know that we are a holy nation, a people from God's own possession.
今天主付了重价把我们买回来。
And for the Lord had paid a hefty price for each of us.
叫我们成为他的见证。
And so that we can be His testimony.
叫我们宣扬他的荣耀。
That we can proclaim together His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见第九章、第十章， 一个像保罗 所显现的异象，一个像彼得所显现的异象。
So we see from Acts 9 and 10, one revelation, one vision of Paul and the other to Peter.
今天我们没有办法来抓住一个异象。
And we know now that we cannot lay hold of the visions on our own.
但是当他们遇见了这位复活的主，
but if we have met the resurrected Lord,
耶稣基督是我们的意象，
then we know that Jesus Christ is our vision.
这个意象会抓住我们，
and this vision shall lay hold of us,
会改变我们的一生，
and which will change all the days of our lives.
一路上在这里引导我们，
and He will bring us home each day.
当这个意象抓住我们，
and when this we are laid hold by this vision,
我们看见 保罗他一生经过多少的患难痛苦。
And then even we saw Paul suffered in many ways, all his days.
讲到说这不过是自战自清的苦楚。
But then he could say himself that these are but light and temporal sufferings.
为要我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
In order to achieve for us this eternal weight of glory.
哦,它里面有一个看见。
And because apostles like that had seen.
它里面有一个渴望，
that they have this desire,
那极重无比永远的荣耀,
and they know assuredly the eternal weight of glory awaits them.
弟兄姊妹,主没有应许我们今天在地上一切平顺,
and the Lord had never promised every day would be smooth for us.
但是主他用那极重无比的荣耀从我们的深处来吸引我们。
But then the Lord wants to draw us close to Him by this vision.
今天所有的遭遇不过是自战自清的苦。
That we may know all the sufferings is but temporal.
我们看见彼得，当他讲到说，我们都有那个活泼的盼望。
And so we know now that we have this living hope.
当彼得他能够讲到说，我们有那个活泼的盼望。
And as Peter declared that we have this living hope.
他说我们可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，在天上那永远的基业。
And that we may receive the eternal inheritance in heaven.
他里面有一个看见，他里面有一个被吸引。
And he was drawn to this vision.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，今天意象在我们的里面，叫我们在一生的路上受主的吸引、受主的引导。
So that we know that now we are guided by this vision every single step.
很多神的女身上，我们稀奇他们过的生活，他们为什么一直到路中，他们愿意这样的来追求主。
And therefore we marveled at those people who truly faithfully follow the Lord each day.
所以最近我们都知道，姨妈妈她安息在主的怀里。
We know, many of us know that Sister Ying, Yi Mama had just returned to the Lord.
她在她的里面有一个看见，有一个从主来的吸引，她有一个盼望。
And our sister, while she lived, always said what hope she had.
所以当她听见那最不好的消息，医生不要再见你了。
So on that day when she heard the doctor say there's nothing we could do for you,
我们的老姊妹她能够说有主。不要怕。
Our elderly sister could answer, I have the Lord and I'm not afraid.
是什么样的一个意象在他里面抓住他，吸引他。
And what manner of a vision that is in our sister's heart that control and keep her.
这一个抓住超过属地一切的，医生讲的是一个最残忍、最不能接受的一个事实。但是他说，有主，不要怕。
Even facing up to such a cruel statement from the doctor, but she was not without fear.
是什么样的一个意象抓住她？她每一个聚会，她都不愿意落掉，不参加。
And what strength upholding her that she would not willing to let go of any one meeting?
到最后两个月，她身体实在是很衰弱。
And in her last 2 months, she was very, very weak.
她说她实在没有办法再去了，坐都坐不住了。
And she could no longer sit still in a meeting.
但是我看她每一次每一个礼拜当读的圣经，她是很认真的在那里读。
But I noticed that she, wherever she, each day she keep up with her Bible reading.
她要一起跟弟兄姊妹，她仍然有一颗心想要追求。
And she was still preparing herself in case she got better that she would share with brothers and sisters in the meeting.
到最后一个礼拜五早上,
and on the last Friday morning,
有姊妹们来看她,
and some sisters came to visit her.
她仍然记得说今天你们要读哪一章圣经。
And she was the one to remind others about today you are supposed to read on this book and this chapter.
姊妹们，他们就一起把《使徒行传》那一章圣经还有讲义就念给他听。
And so, the sisters would then tell her the passage, read to her the passage, and they studied the Bible together there.
有一个荣耀的异象在我们老姊妹的里面。
And in our elderly sister, there is this glorious vision.
也在许许多多神儿女的里面。
And also in many, many children of God.
我们的主他是这个荣耀的意象。
And our Lord is this glorious vision.
叫我们在一生的路上，我们定睛在主的身上，我们来追求他。
And so that we can fix our eyes on Him and pursue Him all our days.
我们感谢主，我们的主他真是那位又真又活的神。
We thank the Lord because He is the true and living God.
他乐意向我们显现，他乐意向我们说话。
And he delights in revealing himself to us and speak to us. And he is glad to reveal himself in us.
你们不单保罗，不单是彼得， 他们看见异象。
Not only Paul and Peter could see the vision.
今天这个异象，这个开启，在圣经里面对神儿女来讲， 不再是隐藏的。
And we know that this is no longer hidden from many people who wants to know.
幕幔打开了。
And for the veil is torn asunder.
感谢主, 今天在圣灵的时代,
and today it is opened up to us the time of the Holy Spirit.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面,
that God is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
我们的心转向主,
and so that our hearts may turn to Him.
我们渴慕他,
and to desire Him.
今天我们与主面对面, 与他来相会,
that we can see Him face to face.
他的自己吸引我们, 夺我们的心来归给他,
and may the Lord Himself draw us near and captivate our hearts.
我们再来唱诗歌第409首,
let us sing hymn 409 again.
你是我意象,
be thou my vision.
Oh, 我的心爱主, 你是我意象,
be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
唯你是一切, 其他的都是虚幻。
Not be all else to me, save that thou art.
好吧，我们站起来，从第一节唱到第四节。